חלק או דעת עצמנו עוברים לשער שלישי. So Lali Shore started to begin a survey of the different characters that operate inside a person. If we learned in the introduction that the goal is to get the smach bofer b'al d'sacha, the goal is to get the simcha mitoch limud haTorah. So we saw that in order for that, a person has to fix his inside. And he began a survey of the different koyches. So the first thing is the guf and the neshama. The guf is blind, very powerful. The neshama has great vision, no koyches. There are many things that we do which are totally dominated by the guf, which means that they're blind actions that we did without thinking. There are many things that we do which are totally dominated by the neshama, which holds on to the steering wheel, to the director of what to do. And then there are things in the middle which are a tug of war, where the blind goof tugs one way, the neshama pulls a different way, and somehow we work things out. So that's the first thing when a person wants to... Example, many times we feel unsettled, many times we feel dysregulated. I'm not talking about therapeutic, clinical, emotional issues. We feel apresnisht. Shavusa says to you this morning, well, what happened? I don't know. It's Tuesday. Okay, Monday. Which Chodesh? We're not saying which Chodesh it is. You can fill in. And why is it that way? Is it that your goof is pulling you blindly in a certain way? Is it your neshama not being satisfied or feeling hungry that you're not supplying the goods? So that's one possible confrontation between the goof and the neshama. Between your sense of emes inside of you that says you're not delivering the goods, and then the blind drives that pull you like a bronco in a different place, and you're caught in between. The second thing we saw in the survey was midas. Midas are fixed koyches inside a person, but they're called deis. And we said last week that hagam, that the midah itself is a blind force, but it could be regulated and dominated by seichel, by deis, which filters out and says, does the midas behavior make sense? And Ali Shore claims that he has a mahalach of tikkun midas, which means that a person comes to Musa Seder and he sits down and he surveys, he does an audit on the different reactions that his midas cause him to behave in certain ways. Let's start Perek Shlishi, page Kuf Mem Hei. Yes, that statement. There's nothing deeper than the midas. That means what we have hakara, let's say, in midas, it's not the oimik of the midas. We have a superficial... The reason why we don't have an understanding of the depth of the midas is because we're not deep, and we don't sit really like a Mishol Zalant and his Tamidim sat and the altars who sat and were boitik their midas, and they went into it and they saw why they behave certain ways and why they say certain things and why they react certain things. But Ali Shur says, ain't amik boyam, is nothing as deep. Call me the midas soit godalhi. It's a deep, deep soit, deep secret. Ain't chokhmah ka chokhmah sa midas. Yeah, man, so now he says, there's nothing deeper, there's no bigger chokhmah than the chokhmah of understanding how to work around your midas. Well, This whole sentence that I read from the Ali Shore is completely foreign to us. It's so foreign to us, we don't know what it's talking about. What do you mean the midas are deep? I'm a Baal Gaiva, what's so deep about that? And I'm a Baal Kaas, what's so deep about him? A Baal Taiva is deep, and a Kamsin is deep, and a guy who has Kinah is deep, and a guy who has Atzlos is deep. That these are deep-rooted forces that operate inside of you on many, many levels. They operate inside of you on a conscious level that you overslept for an hour, right? They operate inside of you on deeper levels of atzlos, which affect every area of your life. On the other hand, he says, there's no chachma like this chachma of dealing with midas. Now, we don't know what he's talking about when he says it's nothing deeper. We don't know what he's talking about when he says nothing chachma. And the tzad hashava, why we know nothing what he's talking about is because we don't deal with midas. Midas is out of style. Completely. It just, the factory shut down. Which the factory? A factory called Slobodka, a factory called Kelm, a factory called Avardok. That's a real breaking the midas, okay? All these factories shut down. They don't produce it anymore. It's like Kodak. No more cameras, no film. They ran out of business. Why they ran out of business? They can still make film, but there's nobody to buy it. So there's no consumers, and there's no factories, and there's no salesmen. And meters went out of style. So when a safer like this says that meters are so deep and they're so wide, nobody knows what you're talking about. Meters is something, I don't know what it is. Meters is something that people call for shidduch. They ask if the guy has meters tefis, and it means how rude he is in the dira, and how not rude he is, and how angry he gets, and how much he stoops and pushes. But that's about it. It's a whole science. We'll see in a minute why. Kasha nosim leiv lisnag huseinu b'meshet mamim moshach. When we see our behavior over a long period of time, namoy be'ezes Hashem yisborach, aloy ha'midas ha'pralas b'kirbeinu. As the time will go on, these barrel on the Kumoikane become clear to us, Aza meters regardless one will come out with the herif, which meters we feel constantly, the Aza Rakman Mikra occasionally. Laat laat nakras midasena ha ikarius. Inyin godl yeshbaza kasha hifli lavar admor ma'ori ninu man Rabbi Yochum. This is the story of Rabbi Yochum said. Rabbi Yochum said a famous shtickle Torah, and the ramifications of this famous Shtikol Torah of Rabbi Yochum, which is a Mefurshal Pasuk, is nothing less than shocking. It says like this. When Yaakov Avinu gathered around his children to give them the bracha, B'shas Piti Rosai, which is, by the way, the founding moment of Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael was founded at that moment. Yaakov Avinu calls around the children, the Shiftei Ka, gives them over the legacy. It says the Pasuk, V'zayis asher dibo lehem aviyem, this is what he spoke to them, by Yivorich Oysom, he benched them. Ish Asher Kibruchosoi, Beirach Oysom. Very complicated pasuk, everyone agrees? By Yivorich Oysom, Ish Asher Kibruchosoi, Beirach Oysom. Says Rashi. Ish Asher Kibruchosoi, Brocha Asida Lover Kolecha Dechad. Rashi complicates it even more. Rashi is the Brocha that you're supposed to get. What do you mean the Brocha? You're giving out the Brochas now. What's going over here? What's going on here? What does that mean? Says Rabbi Yochum, he brings a quote over here, I'm going to say it over outside. He's a hope for Rabbi Yochum. The Nekuda is like this. Watch, we'll go slowly. Rabbi Yochum makes a kasha. Yesim HaTzadik brings a fire menashe to go get a bracha. So he put the right hand on the fire and the left hand on menashe. So Yesim HaTzadik says, Tate, you're mixing up. Said Yaakov Avinu, Yadati b'ni Yadati. Ulam achav hakot and yigdar mero. Ephraim's bigger. Let me go slowly here, okay? So Ephraim and Asher are coming to get their bracha from Yaakov Avinu. This is it. This is the end of the others. We're starting Klal Yisrael. He puts the wrong hand, quote unquote, in Yosef's eyes on Ephraim. So he says, Yadati, but he's bigger. So the obvious question is, what do you mean he's bigger? Put the right hand on Menashe. Menashe, we're bigger. That's what makes sense. What do you mean he's bigger? What do you mean? You're putting your right hand on Ephraim. Because why? What's the Pasuk say? Give the bracha to Menashe. Menashe will be bigger. The answer is, the bracha of Yaakov Avinu didn't create Yesh Me'ayim. The bracha of Yaakov Avinu was that he went to every one of the Shiftei Ka and he said, this is your koach. Use it. Make the most out of it. The bracha can't create Yesh Me'ayin. Ephraim was more than Menashe. The bracha could do is tell Ephraim to use out your curtains, be what you can be. Menashe is Menashe. Shocking is that. One of the most shocking events in the history of the Bria. Yaakov Avinu says, I can't give the bracha of Ephraim to Menashe because Ephraim is bigger. What do you mean he's bigger? Make Menashe bigger. You can't make Menashe bigger. Ephraim is bigger. So what's the purpose of the bracha then? The answer to the purpose of the bracha is that you should utilize the kirkus that you have. I believe, by the way, that's the poshup shot why every Friday night Yiddish parents, usually the father, sometimes the mother also, bench their kids with the simchel and give them Ephraim Menashe. Everybody has. What's up with Ephraim Menashe? But I'll tell you what the shot is. Since I'm a little boy, I always wondered. Everyone's busy with Ephraim in this story. I was wondering Menashe. Menashe's standing there. You count the scene? Menashe's standing there. His father says, put the right hand on him. So he says, no. Ephraim's bigger. I don't know. They still have in America the B class? such a thing? Used to have when I was growing up. They had A, B, C. A was the good guys. I was in A class. And B was the ones who have a drop of hope, but not too much. C was Falorna. In the end, all the C guys became millionaires. But that's a different topic. They told him, Ben Asha, sorry, I can't give you a bracha because you're a B guy, you're a number two. Now today, in these days, as I event would happen, first of all, there'd be articles. And how can you do such a thing? All the kids out there, kids, what do you call it? And they would have like a chinuch panel. What do you do if the oldest, younger son is better than the oldest son? What do you send him to this yeshiva? Because he went to what he called, and the other one went to what he called. He could be jealous. Do you send him to the big son? I don't know. But either way, if I was Menashe, I'd pick myself up and drop the program. You know what a bizoyin is? International bizoyin of all the dairies, the all clients, all those that are 5 years bigger? Shocking. Did he go off the derech? Did he have a nervous breakdown? We don't know. We don't know what happened to Menashe, but we do. Says, I can't believe that Menashe dropped out of the program. All clients, all benches, their kids, they should be like a Kefayim Menashe. Do you know what the pshat is? You know why Tata Mama benched the kids Kefayim Menashe? Because the bracha, not like Reuven, Shimon, Yehuda, Yosef. Yosef was a big tzaddik. The answer is because Kefayim Menashe articulated, represented the fact that every kid has kechus. And the bracha is, we copy over the bracha of Yankel Avinu. Use your kechus. Like Ephraim, like Menashe, one guy's more, one guy's less. Use out your koichas. You have different koichas than him. Use out your koichas. You be Menashe, you be Ephraim. You sit with Ephraim Menashe. That's the bracha we give to our kids, all the Torahs. And it doesn't say Yosef, it doesn't say Yehuda. They were bigger. But the bracha is, Achav HaKadosh, Ephraim Menashe. And Ephraim is before Menashe, even though he's the whole younger one. That's the Ebes of Shad. Nemelo. Continues Rabbi Ruchman and says, even more than that. Yankovin is calling over the Shiftei Kot to give them brachas. It's first of all, if he this raid, his bracha didn't create anything. All his bracha was to point out. But then that explains why Vayechi is such a complicated parsha. Every bracha is different than Yochid. You're giving a bracha to your kids. Call together the Shiftei Kot and tell them, Shiftei Kot, yeah, Gezut Parnas Anachas, and Steig. Okay? Such a complicated bracha, Ruvain this and Shimon that and Levi that and Sacha, Asher. And what do you call it? Don. What's the pshat in that? The pshat is, Zachar B'Yuch, I'm quoting. All the brachas of Yankovino was you have koichas, you're different, you're special. The bracha was, utilize your koichas, utilize your teva. Now, I want to stop for a second and point out. That means when Klal Yisrael was founded at this moment, this is the founding. This is the moment when Klal Yisrael was founded. At this moment, what was Yankov Avinu busy doing? He was busy telling every one of the Shiftei Kot, what is special about you? What's your midah? Now, I'm saying, what do you mean, what's your midah? Isn't everybody supposed to work on everything? What do you mean? Reuven's supposed to work on Kas, and Levi's supposed to work on this, and Yehuda's supposed to, and Yosef is supposed to work on Kedusha, because he said, that's your thing. Your, Rashi said, Arzagam says, you're precious, you're parish. So you work, I'm not saying, isn't everybody supposed to work on everything all the time? I have a klal. Since everybody's working on everything, nobody works on anything. Period. Because we don't know that Yankovina didn't know what he was talking about. Yankovina should have told everybody that they all need to work on Kas. And they all need to work on Taiva. And they all need to work on... They didn't say that. He called in every kid, and he told each one of them, custom tailored, what your milas are, what your chesronos are, what your challenges are. Now make the best of it and go become something. That's klal Yisrael. That's very funny. That's what he was busy with. I don't know if I was making out, if I was at an event of the founding of Klal Yisrael, I'll give some bombastic speech about Klal Yisrael. Right? Klal Yisrael. Destiny, legacy, a few other words I know from speeches that I give. Yeah. I'm trying to think of it. It's out of my head right now. Yeah. That's a very poor way of founding Klal Yisrael. Very not yeshivish. You call in the guys and say, you have a meat of this, and you have a meat of that, and you bechlal. Are less than your brother, so be quiet. And the next one is Yisachar, and this is Yisachar Gorim, and you're a Masvid. Nobody else is, by the way. Yisachar Chamor Gorim. Ravid's Ben Amish Bazaim. You're Torah. Nobody else got that bracha. That's what I mean. They're all not going to learn? No, but you're a Miyuchid. What do you mean? But Torah, everybody. Yisachar is Yisachar. Zvolim is Zvolim. We live in such a world that this whole event looks like a total Harry Ishmaisa. Father calls them in. And tells them, you're me then, you're me the way you need to fix. And that's Klal Yisrael. That's when Klal Yisrael was founded. That's when Yaakov Avinu departed and said, we're moving on. That means every person has weaknesses and every person has strengths. And you're avoidable. So if you're Reuven, right, let's say you're Reuven, and he told them off about the Kaas. So Reuven decides, I want to be Yisachar. I want to be a Masmid. I want to be a Chabar Gorem. Turns himself into Yisachar. Reuven's been a Mishmasayim. He never rests. Azah Kaisin, he never saw. The guy can be a Masmid and be a Kaisin. I know a few. More than a few. Yeah? So he became Yisachar. But that wasn't his tough kid. Avada Reuven also has to say, I want to be a Masmid. For my Yisachar. Right? Vayam Menucha Ki Toiv Ez Aretz Ki Ne'ema. Broke himself. So this Reuven said, he doesn't want to be Reuven, he wants to be Yisachar. I know people who are supposed to be Yisachars who want to be Zvolins. I know a few people like that. They're busy in going to ships. Yeah? They want to be Zvolin. It's great, you should say. That's not your tough kid. That's not your weakness. It's not your strength. And that's not avoided. That's how Klai Yisrael is formed, that every person is misakin their chelik. The way the Gezach in this week's parasha, which is shocking. Esav of Russia. Yitzhak Avinu wanted to give him the brachas. Now, Esav was a wild kid. How do we know? Chazal say about him things which are shocking. First of all, before he was born, he was already Nimshach Tavei Bezara. Before he was born, can you imagine how he looked after he was born? So you have this kid who's born, who's impossible. He's born, he's always going to the wrong places. Second of all, he was born, Rashi says, also he was completely developed when he was born. So this kid turns up in P1A, okay? Looking like a high school boy. Can't read and write, total Esav. But also, Rashi says, he was Megudal, he was a finished product. And, Chazal say, he was Edom, he was red, and he had an Etiyah towards Ritzicha. And he's an Ish Sodeh. He can't focus on anything. He's rolling the hallways. He's not in class. Ish Sodeh. He's out in the field. Rashi says, Batlum. The Batlum. So the kid is a Batlum by nature. Retzach by nature. Came to P1A for his days and killed somebody. He sent home with a note. Yeah? You know those times they sent home every day for P1A. And he doesn't know what anybody wants from him already, because he's a finished product already. Nobody can tell him anything. See, all the Bali Musa was more symbolized the fact that he was also, he was finished, Rashi says. Can't even guard his organ. He's an adult. They have these little kids. Who you can't tell them anything. They know everything. See, I'm talking about a Mukhotsif, Matlin, Ratzeach. And he has an Etiyah towards Avodah Zarah from the time he was born. So, what do they want from the poor kid? Now, Yitzhak Avinu knew everything I just said. He knew all the Chazals. He knew he wasn't what Pasha told us. He didn't say Mikra. Zokhtar Mechtam Elio. So why do you want to give him the bracha? Because Yitzhak Avinu is Yira. Yank Avinu didn't need Yira. Yank was Ishtam Yeshav Olam. Yank Avinu was sitting in the oil, sitting and learning Torah. Rashi says, Piv V'libori. His heart and his mouth were in synthesis, were in harmony. He put it together. Yira? Yaakov doesn't need Yira. Yaakov is intelligent. Never does anything wrong. Tam! Tamimus! Shlemus! Esav needs help. Is Yitzhak Avinu of Ashtana that he's the one who's going to be misakin all his bad meters? Yeah, Maisa? Do you hear? Esav was born with everything stacked against him. He was born with an Etiyah. He was born finished product. He was born a Ratzach. He was born a Batman. And he was expected to make a tikkun in the world. Yitzhak Avinu had fashtanen that if he'll have Yira, he'll be misakin himself and he'll misakin the Bria. Rivka said it's a lost case. Of Be'etzim, that was what it was supposed to be. Esav ruined it, by the way. Esav was not supposed to get the bracha. And he was talking about the Bukhar, and he was pocket the one who was supposed to inherit the Yira. So, out of sin, it's Yaakov Esav. That was his challenge. And Esav failed in his challenge. He was expected to overcome all the handicaps that he was born with. He was given tools. He had a Tata, a Yitzhak Avinu. He had a Mama, Rivka Imenu, who tried. It didn't work. Rivka Imenu chapped with the senses of a Jewish mother. The mother's chapped usually. then there's a dead end here. There's no hope for him. Not going to give the prophet in. He won't do anything with it. But Be'etzem, he was expected to be misakin his midas. He was expected to be misakin his midas. That was the avoda. And every person has their midah wrong. Rabbi Yochanan writes over here, it takes a long time to figure it out. If you look over here, on page Kuf Mevov, the next page, he has a midas chart, very hairy yourself. If you have the same looking Kuf Mevov, he has a midas chart, where a person writes down his dominant good midah and his dominant bad midah. So this gentleman over here, on page Kuf Mevov, Atzlos is his dominant bad midah. He can't get himself out of bed. He can't do anything. He can't get himself to get up and get a sefer from the Oren when his taste is being found. The taste is Bob Basser. Come on, Bob Basser. He can't bother to look it up. So he scans through it and he says, yeah, it's okay. I got it. On the other hand, this gentleman over here on the bottom, Kuf Mevov, Emun is his strong point. Emun and Mahim, the Abish is a real thing. So you'll ask. He needs to use his Emun to get out of bed. Now you can get out of bed for a year. How does a year get you out of bed if you have atzlos? It's my kriyashma, avera. Emunah can get you out of bed. How would Emunah get a person out of bed? How would your good midah of Emunah fix your terrible midah of atzlos? Emunah says that what you come into the world for, where you lie in bed. Eilam hazeh, prozdor, eilam haba. That's Emunah. There's an Eibishta. Get out of bed. So the Eibishta gave this guy Emunah, he gave him atzlos also. This guy is so-so on Kalas Rosh. He's not a big Kalas Rosh guy, because he's not up that much. He doesn't have time for Kalas Rosh. But he's not a Kalas Rosh guy, if you look at his things. On the other hand, Savlanus is not his strong point either. He's not very patient. But he has two Shtakuzachim. He's a Muna, and he's an Atzlan. Both of them, power, awesome powers. Now you can have people, by the way, who their strong point, their weak point is Taiva. And their strong point is Oyev Chesed. How's their Oyev Chesed going to fix their Taivas? Let's work it out. Now, how long does this process take to figure out what your strong point is, what your weak point is? Since we don't have Yaakov Avinu doing it for us, Yaakov Avinu did it, provided a service for Klal Yisrael. He said, hey, you, and go do it and fix it. And he gave them a bracha that they could. So what do? So I go back to what I say every week. If you don't come to Musa Seder, how are you supposed to figure out what your strong need is? If we never give thought to ourselves, what is your strong meter? What is your meter? I would say, I would give it 10 years. Most of you are 20, 21, 22. If you work on it now, study, by the time you're 30, you should be able to have your own little chart over here, page Kuf Mem Vov, if you still remember that there's a Sefer Kuvah Yisrael.